Today's show is brought to you by Coors Light. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Please drink responsibly.
What are they serving now? A radio show dedicated to getting people back into our restaurants and bars so we can all start enjoying the amazing cuisine and drinks they have to offer. Live on WCPT with Art and Bobby, Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m.
And now, what are they serving now with Art and Bobby?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. What are they serving now?
Good afternoon, Bobby. Look, no, this isn't for the chocolate segment. This is later for the chili segment. I got onions here, some hot dogs, but we're not eating in the
studio.
We're going to be eating in the kitchen. Remember that.
Yep.
Wink, wink. Before we get going here, another two have gone down. Longtime Chicago staples, Gulliver's Pizza.
How do you like
closing
that?
Closing Sunday.
57 years, I think, or 58 years.
That's where I kind of met my wife.
Are you serious?
I sat at her and her girlfriend's table, and we ate pizza with Nanda. And then I went to
my friend Nanda Harris.
Your friend Nanda Harris. And we went to her friend Linda's party, and I didn't like her, but I met Mary there. So look at that. 43 years later.
Wow. Maybe you could get that booth that you sat at.
Yeah. Last call for the Country Line in Buffalo Grove. That's closing.
Wow.
But I got good news on the other side. Urban Market is opened in River West.
Oh, excellent.
And our guests from last week that kind of didn't come on, but the Hot Dog Gang, the Hot Dog Box at Portage Park is officially open, I hear, 4020 North Milwaukee. So we're even right now, two closed and two open.
Nice.
That's what we're here for. What are we serving now to try to help restaurants, businesses?
Yeah, support restaurants.
Bands and all that good stuff.
Yep.
So let's go right into my quote here, and here we go. I am very thankful and truly blessed so many people enjoy my products and have shared my chocolates to their guests on their special days as wedding favors, baptism, graduations, all holidays, and even when they have a sweet tooth. We don't have one, right, Bobby?
No.
She started Chocolate by Maria, nut-free in 2014. She works full-time during the day and full-time chocolate. I don't know how she does this, man. You know, evenings and weekends. She's located in other northern suburbs. Let's welcome Maria Vlahos. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Maria. Welcome to our show.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. And tell us all about yourself, your bio, and our magic question, what's your favorite sports team? And then we're going to talk about all those wonderful, and if we had Facebook up and running, I have pictures of your, what are those things you put in hot water that you had Christmas?
Hot cocoa shots.
Look at that, Bobby.
Oh, wow.
It's in the back there, hot cocoa shots. And now she's got
all
some.
All you need is hot. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, all you need is hot water or hot milk to make hot cocoa, and everything's in that hot shop there.
Bobby, I'm going to order some for us for Valentine's. You know, I know your wife, Mary, won't get mad, and my wife, Mary, won't get mad.
That looks amazing.
Doesn't it?
Hey, Maria, does it come in dark chocolate, too, or just a light chocolate?
It comes in dark, milk, white, whatever you like.
Wow. And look at those.
Looks amazing.
Are they lollipops? Are those like tulips or roses? Those are roses, aren't they?
Yeah.
Chocolate roses.
Wow. That looks amazing.
See, do regular...
For Valentine's Day.
Do regular roses last longer, or these chocolate ones? Probably not. They're going to eat them right away.
Yeah, the regular
Hey, Ari, you don't have to water these roses.
That's true. So, Maria, where were you born and all that good stuff?
I was born in the north side of Chicago and grew up... Went through, you know, Chicago there, and...
What Greek church did you go to? Come on now, I'm Greek. Let's hear this.
I grew up at Holy Trinity, right on the corner of Diversity and Narragansett there, and now I'm up north in Lincolnshire at Ascension of Our Lord, my second home, and Chicago Cubs fan since day one.
Oh, we're going to keep her. We're going to keep her. I know Bobby got some Sox tickets this year, but...
Well, the Cubs let me down on the
tickets.
That's right. You know.
Paul, are you Sox or Cubs?
Oh, yeah, Sox.
Sox, my God. What? Devin and you. Wow. Well, let's see. It's two of you and me, Maria and I. That's two against two.
Oh. Matt's a Sox fan, too, back there. So
Matt has taken over for... how about Zach?
That's a good question.
Zach? Cubs, thumbs up if you're Cubs. How about Zach? Oh.
No, we don't
I know. I sent him to work.
Another. Yeah,
okay.
Zach sent another. Here he comes.
Here he comes. Okay. What, Cubs or Sox?
I don't watch baseball.
What? What? What sport do you like? This is our intern that got promoted.
Man, I don't watch sports.
Columbia's got like
well,
a ultimate
before you
team.
Run out and do your work, congratulations. He got a new job, and we had the coffee reader, and she said, two people getting promoted. We're green. You're one. So we're waiting for the next one. Congrats.
Hey, congratulations,
we're gonna miss you.
Zach.
Yeah,
okay, back to Maria. So where'd you go to high school? Where'd you go to college? All that good stuff. We want all the stuff on you.
I went to Lane Tech.
I went to Lane.
Wow.
I won't make you sing the song. You know, I'm a little older. I graduated in 77.
Wow.
Oh, I did 10 years after you.
Okay, see?
Yeah. And Northeastern, studied business, finance administration, and went straight into the working world. And
what did you finish in, if you don't mind me asking? What kind of work?
Accounting.
Oh, maybe we'll need an accountant, you know.
Possibly.
And are you still doing that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, everything that we do is fairly accounting and finance, right? We have to make sure that our numbers are counted and everything is on the right side of the page and everything, you know? So in the business where I'm at, I am doing a little bit of that, but not the majority. That's not the majority of it, which is okay.
What got you into, other than your Greek food, but chocolate? Most Greeks are gyros, hot dogs, you know. How did you get into the chocolate?
You know, everything on the menu, whenever you're going to a restaurant or even to the bakeries, it's everything that's delicious from all the hundreds of years of baking with baklava and kurabiyadis and not much chocolate. So I wanted to make that change. So I started just making chocolate. Sleep is so overrated, so I work during the day, then I work during the night.
Sleep is overrated? I've never heard that one before. Yeah. Have you, Bobby?
No. Sleep is our friend.
The Greek word tembela means lazy. This young lady is not a tembela.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. No, I do know, but that's not me.
That's not you.
I'm very driven. I have a good role model, my mother. She's never stopped, so I take after her. You know,
does she help a little bit with the chocolate?
You know, I unfortunately had to fire her a couple of times because she kept missing my product.
Nay, don't do that. Put this in there. But, Mom, we can't put ouzo in a... huh? Well, tell
her. Right. No, Mom, I love you. However, I mean, you're fired. Go upstairs.
Mama, anytime you want to cook for Bobby and I, we're here. Desserts, whatever.
Hey, Maria, thank God she didn't get mad at you.
That's right.
No, she had the pantofla somewhere in the corner.
Oh, that's the slipper.
You know?
That's the slipper.
That's it. Boomerang. It's like a boomerang.
It's like a boomerang.
Yeah.
The pantofla. Oh.
It is.
Well, listen,
our next course is coming. Take one for you. Okay.
Hey, Artie, I got to tell you, Maria's famous because one of my good friends, the Grammys, you made records for them.
Uh-huh.
And Bruce and Alina, they love you.
Uh-huh.
You know, you made some records for their society, for the Swedish society.
Right, yeah. Wow.
And they rave about you. Yes. What a small world. What a small world.
Take one for you.
You know what I mean?
You know what? We'll save it.
That's
okay.
What a small world. And then you're on our radio show today.
That's right. And we have, like I said, Georgette's coming in a little bit, and we got chili dogs. So, you know. I made chili. Wink, wink. I was supposed to, but, you know, we do a morning show here. Where are they now?
Uh-huh.
And I went home. I was like, I'm going to go buy the chili and the dogs. And we always go to Luke's for our hot dogs, especially a couple times on the show, and they're great. So I pull up. I go, I like four hot dogs plain, but can I get the onions and the cheese and the separate package? And can I do this and a thing of chili? And I look behind me, and there's like four cars waiting, Bobby. But they weren't honking. They were cool, but they're so nice there. So
Well, that was really nice of you, Artie.
They are at 3130 North Harlem, Harlem and Belmont. So back to Maria. I want to hear how she got into the chocolate, you know.
I just started, you know, just to start them as a small business, just to start making them for my friends. And my one dear friend, she's like, why don't you sell them? I'm like, what, are you crazy? I don't know how to do any of that. I just know how to make them. So put a little, you know, paper to the pen there and trying to think. I'm like, maybe I can try this. So I started little by little, word of mouth, just went a little bit further. And that's how it all happened.
Wow.
And it's a, you know, still small business, you know, but it's, you know, it's steady. And I'm very thankful for every order that's come through. And that's where I am today. Somehow the, you know, I don't have a website, so it's on Facebook and Instagram. So,
well, I found you out there, huh? And I saw those beautiful pictures. So I'm like, yes, we got to get her on the show.
Hey, Maria, do you operate out of a store? Do you have a retail location or just out of your home?
Just out of my home. People just give me a call. Everything's made fresh, so I don't have anything waiting to be sold.
Wow.
So when the orders come in, I just I need about 10-day leeway depending on how large the order is.
Yeah.
And if it's just a few people, you know, then I make them and then I deliver them. For the local deliveries, I try to meet my clients, you know, face-to-face when I do them. And so when I do ship them across the U.S.
Wow, that is so awesome.
So, Maria, to get personal, you meet in the parking lot of a Jewel or something, or Menards?
In the far corner of the parking lot, people wonder, what are they doing over there?
Forget about it, Artie, you're something else.
I got to have a little laughter with this young lady.
Artie, you're something else, bro.
Hey, there she is again. That Maria, she's passing something on. Yeah, you've never had her chocolate? It's delicious.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
It's kind of... It's kind of funny because when I pulled up one time for delivery, it was kind of dark and the person had a raincoat on because it was cold.
Uh-huh.
They're like, what is going on over there?
And I'm like, oh,
here comes the Buffalo Grove Police Department driving around the corner saying, okay, do we have to keep an eye on the corner of Buffalo Grove and Dundee there? Let's keep an eye on that. You know.
Hey, Paul, do we have Georgette on the phone already?
Yeah.
Hey, let's get her through. Georgette, I want you to meet another fellow Greek and a cook. Georgette, Maria, Georgette.
Hi. How are you doing, Maria?
Good. How are you?
Okay. How you doing?
That chili's good.
Isn't it? I made that chili. Georgette's on now. We can tell her. I made the chili.
Hello,
the
Georgette.
Hot dogs. So after we're done with Maria, we're going to talk chili. But
wow, this chili's good, Artie.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, Maria, tell us some more stories because I got my mouth full of a chili dog, so I apologize. Go ahead.
No problem. Just no problem. I was very honored and humbled when the Grammy Awards for the 2019 Grammys wanted my chocolates in their swag bag for all the artists.
Wow, so that's so
lucky
cool.
I never made it to the red carpet there, but my chocolates have. And
wow.
So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
And wow. Hey, what a nice honor.
What did you make for them? What kind of...
oh, gosh.
Like, do you remember? Records?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to make some records for them, but I did notes instead, the chocolate notes. Chocolate dip, Twizzlers, graham crackers, s'mores.
Wow.
Sandwich cookie. A little bit of everything, because I'm just a little person here, you know, in Buffalo Grove. No one really knows my product, so I wanted to make sure that they had a little bit of everything. And I think it was the biggest box that they had in there, because they had to figure out how to put everything else around. Which was
wow, that's so cool.
I'm Greek. I have to make my mark, you know, somewhere.
I like that about you.
This is delicious. Did Zach got one? Paul?
I think so.
Does Matt want one? We got one more.
No.
Tell him to come over.
He's giving me, like, the maybe.
So. All right. Well, you know, keep working.
Hey, Artie, that chili is very good.
Is there?
So, Maria, what do you want to do next? What's on your bucket list? You want to get a store? You want to get your webpage up? What do you want to do?
Trying to get my webpage. I'm a one-person show, so one less headache if something's not working with the webpage, because a lot of people have been asking me for one, if I have one and such. So I think I have to get working on that and have that available, you know. So,
but well, listen, we didn't give our number out. If people want to call and ask questions to Maria,
yeah,
I forgot.
Please, I'll give it. Please call us at 773-763-9278. Again, 773 763-9278.
That's what happens. You got the food going. You're talking chocolate. So you want to get your webpage up. And tell everybody how to get a hold of you. You said Facebook. Is there a phone number? Is there an email? Please.
Yeah, email chocolatesbymaria@gmail.com. Find me on Instagram. Follow my page there. Same with Facebook. Chocolatesbymaria12 is for Instagram. And, again, chocolatesbymaria, nut-free. So everything I make is nut-free. There's no nuts, no fear of any cross-contamination or anything like that. And that's pretty much it. I try to cater with what the client wants. Just no nuts.
Look at that. She knows that thing. The customer's always right. Even if they're not, the customer's always right. What is the most, I won't say ridiculous, but the craziest thing they've asked you to make? And this is a family show. Please, Maria.
Well, then I can't say it. No, I'm kidding. No, what I do actually make are chocolate-dipped Twizzlers, and people find it odd that Twizzlers. I'm like, yeah, the red licorice. It's the strawberry one. So I've converted a lot of people that don't like the Twizzlers. So I have a regular that he orders like 6 dozen of them every month. Because he likes the chocolate dip Twizzlers, but that's something that I make. But in other things that people have asked me, I don't know, nothing really out of the ordinary, except for chocolate dip nuts like cashews or peanuts or anything like that. That's what I just don't.
Nobody said what do they call the chickpeas in Greek. The help me there, Georgette.
Regalia?
Yeah, nobody's asked you to dip those.
No, actually. No one has yet.
We eat these chickpeas, and they're with a white covering and a thing, but
I think that might be good. Is that for
New Year's? No. You used to go to Yaya's in your Thea's house, your aunt's house, and they had those with some raisins in there.
Mm.
Okay. And when you got older, you get to drink a shot of ouzo and have some of those.
Cool.
You got to wash it down somehow.
That's it. What's your big Valentine's special coming up? You're going to have anything special? We have the picture, but I'm sorry it's not on Facebook because we're down today. But the flowers, anything else?
Yeah, I do Oreo truffles. That's one of my top sellers. I do Oreo heart truffles filled with it's a dark shell or milk or white shell filled with truffle. And it could be with strawberries or even they're actually, I started that last year and it's been a big hit. So I'm going to start working on that. Yeah.
Wow.
Excellent.
And just, my regular products. Yeah. Everything's on Facebook and Instagram. So and I'll be happy to send any samples if somebody wants to try anything.
Thank you.
You got my email. We'll send you an address.
Bobby
and I never.
Yeah, we never refuse
food.
Food. Hey, Maria, do you have white chocolate, too?
I do.
Does she have white chocolate?
Wow.
From Switzerland, I bet you.
Wow.
Is it from Switzerland?
No, it is from the U.S. of A.
Oh, okay. I know that stuff because I used to work at Treasure Island.
Yeah.
When I went to school. I'm an architect in real life. This is Bobby and I's fun Saturday, right?
Yeah, right. Yep. You know.
So see, sleep is overrated. You do double jobs.
Yeah. It is.
Hey, Artie, Maria, and Georgette, you know, I used to work at Ravinia years ago, you know, security, and this lady came over there. She says, you know, I own this company. They make the Twizzlers, you know. I said, really? Uh-oh. She says, yeah, we're having a benefit. We invite all our employees and our clients. So I thought she was, you know, kidding around. So then she gives me a case of the strawberry Twizzlers.
Wow.
Oh,
that was before you were married?
Yeah, before
so
I was
she was
married.
Picking you up with a case of Twizzlers. Wow. What
anyway,
a pickup line.
Hey, but those Twizzlers are good.
They are.
Strawberry.
I was going to say strawberry.
Strawberry, yeah. And it's supposed to be low fat, but the problem is you eat the whole pack.
Did you go on a date?
Did you take her out on a date?
No. She was a lovely lady. After I had about 6 packages of Twizzler.
After she got 6 boxes of it.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Yeah.
Every time I hear that Twizzlers, I think of that.
I'll talk to Justin for you.
All right. Maria, one more question, and then you can stay and listen to our recipe. But what product is hard to get right now? Packaging or actual?
Good question.
Yeah.
You know, packaging. Thankfully, I have a good assortment, but packaging is pretty tough. It's twice as long of a delay getting them shipped over. So.
Wow.
Wow. You know, you know, but yeah, hey, it's tough out there for everybody.
Everything, yeah.
But his price has gone up with the sugar costs and all that, and there's probably milk in the milk chocolate. So have you seen the increase in pricing on that?
There has been an increase, yes. I try to keep my pricing, it's tough out there. So I just try to I haven't increased my prices that much. Certain items, like with the fresh fruit, because that has gone up a lot. But for everything else, I try to keep it neutral. You know, if somebody wants to have something and have my product in their event, their wedding, or however, you know, or just to ask, you know, they can go out at any store and grab whatever they want to eat. But they call me and they want me to be part of that and be part of their special event. So I try to, as a thank you, to say, okay, I'm keeping my prices the same because you were kind enough to find me and ask me to get your stuff together, you know. So I try to be as, you know, thankful as I can. So, but some things have gone up. That's true. That's true.
Okay. One more time, your phone number, your email. And like I say, you're welcome to stick around because we got the young lady. She's been cooking and banging the pots all week, I hear. So go ahead.
Chocolates by Maria at gmail.com and 224-688-0214.
Okay. Maybe you can do like an Indian for Lane Tech for one of those big centennial. I don't know how many years. Are we up to 100? I don't know yet there. I could ask a friend of mine, Jimmy. He would know. How many years has Lane Tech been around? Do you know, Maria?
Oh, gosh, I know it's sometime in the 60s.
Okay. Wow.
When I worked for the phone company, one of a former coworker, her husband, went to Lane Tech when it was all male. And
there was girls when I went there. I'm not that old. Go ahead.
No, so I know he was there sometime in the mid-60s. So it's been maybe in the late 50s or early 60s is when they were there. So it's getting up there. It's getting up there.
Was some of the coaches there, like Hugo Pretzel or Coach Valentine or Lewis? Coach Lewis. He was married to that Karen Lewis. Do you remember any of those names?
Yes. Lewis sounds familiar.
Yeah. He used to always have the kids go, yeah, I can dunk that ball, and they looked at him like, yeah, sure. And then, he would dunk the ball.
And he did. Yeah, Lewis sounds familiar.
Okay. All right. You can stay on here. Go ahead, Georgette. How are you today, and what did you make for us? Because I don't see anything here, so I made my chili.
Delicious.
Wink, wink.
But you know what? I have to ask you.
Yes.
Did you put seeds in your chili?
Did I put what in there?
Jalapeno seeds.
Are you crazy? I'm old, man. Hey, I don't want that.
Artie's chili is very good.
I got some. I put kidney beans in.
Okay.
And some ground beef.
Very good.
That's all. And I don't know what else because I bought it, Georgette, but I wouldn't lie to you, especially you're a presbyteria, so.
You can't lie to
me. But I do make a nasty. Not nasty, a great California chili, and I will make it someday.
Okay, cool.
Okay, go ahead, Georgette.
Well, I made the chili that I usually serve to my father, God rest his soul, and it didn't kill him. This is Hephaestus's chili. And Hephaestus, if you know Greek mythology, he was the god of fire.
Wow.
Well, now I know because I looked it up, but say that word one more time.
Hephaestus's chili.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce. I was looking at it like Hephaestus. I think Bobby was putting these letters in there for me, but I put this together.
Don't tell all my secrets, Artie.
Go ahead.
I will tell you, it takes the paint off the walls. Your stomach has to be together when you eat this. Chili. We all think that chili is Mexican. It's not.
It's not.
It's from Texas. It's from Texas. Mexican cuisine does not recognize chili. They'll have it in their restaurants because we all think it's got chilies and it's got all this in it. so it has to be Mexican. They'll have it in his restaurants, but they do not recognize it. It's like chop suey in a Chinese restaurant. That's what chili is to the Mexican. Okay. Now.
Wow. Interesting.
Go ahead. I'm all ears because I'm going to finish my hot dog. Go ahead.
Finish your hot dog. I use 1 pound of ground beef. I diced up one white onion with some gypsy bacon, which is from K&D Polish store. It has a nice spicy peppery bacon. I put it in a skillet with half a bunch of parsley chopped up with some Roma tomatoes. And I put in cumin, oregano, coriander, basil, and paprika. And I let that stew around a little bit with a little bit of olive oil. You know, you've got the bacon in there, it's stewing up. Now, I missed...
Georgia, to interrupt you again, I don't hear any wine. Is that just for drinking?
Oh, wait.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You have to be patient, Artie.
Me? Patient? Go ahead.
What?
Okay. I minced up 3 cayenne peppers and 2 jalapeno peppers with beef and throw it in there. 3 to 4, 5 garlic cloves minced up, thrown in there. I have about a half a teaspoon of white pepper. And now once everything starts mingling, you have to smell the spice. If you do not smell the spice, it isn't hot enough. Okay?
Do you hear that, Bobby?
Yeah. Wow. Add the black beans to that, because I like the black beans. I really like that a lot. And then I put in about a half a cup of barbecue sauce.
Ooh, I never heard of that.
I know.
Secret recipe. It's
the sweetness of the barbecue sauce.
You homemade, or do you have a certain brand that you put in?
I get a Memphis style, you know, the one with the bourbon in it.
Oh, oh, here we go. Here comes the liquor. I told you.
Now,
bourbon. What?
I want a real sweet red wine, like a port. I'll take about 12 ounces of that.
Wow,
and they have port. It on the side.
How much do you put into the recipe? You're taking 12 ounces. How much for the recipe? Knock. Go ahead.
The bottle.
Oh, the bottle. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I get the bottle.
You'll be sick with that.
Okay.
Wow. Now, I want you to know, this is all stewing up, and you can smell all that pepper coming through. I mean, you can smell. I throw in a little bit of chili powder if it's not spicy enough.
Oh, okay, my God. You know, this morning we did old commercials, and what was the one that the people won?
Oh, about that pop, fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is. I'm going to need Uncle Seltzer just listening to her. Go ahead.
Especially with the chili. But that chili was very good.
My dad, God rest his soul, he would sit at the table. It wasn't hot enough unless he broke out into a sweat.
Oh.
And when he was eating it, then he'd say, it's perfect. All right, that's how it had to be. Well, at the final 10 minutes, right before I'm ready to serve it, I throw in the wine, and I stir it up. Oh, and I didn't tell you, if I want a twangy kick, and I didn't want to put so much pepper, let's say jalapenos and cayenne, I use the Korean gajunka chili powder.
Oh, my
it
God.
It has, like... It has.
Do you have a stomach doctor that's a relative that you send these patients to?
What's up with that chili peppers? Wow. That's crazy.
Hang on. I'm going to interrupt you. I think we got a caller. Who's on the phone?
Yeah, we do. Good afternoon. Welcome to our show. What are they serving now?
Hey, how's it going? It's Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach, how are you?
Join us here. We're talking food, and then we're going to have you on in a few minutes. But keep listening here. We're talking chili. Do you like chili?
Oh, nice. I do. I just made a really good chili back when a couple weeks ago. But I won't tell you my secret blend.
Okay, finish up, Georgette, then we're going to go to commercials, and then we're going to have Zach in. He's got a new song out, so go right ahead.
Georgette. Ooh, okay. I saute all this. Right before I'm ready to serve it, I put in the wine, let it simmer a bit, then I put a good heaping bowl full in front of whoever's eating it. And
do you tie him down? Do you tie him down? At least to the chair till they're done?
Actually, they don't feel it until the third spoonful.
Wow.
I put a dollop of yogurt or sour cream on top just to kind of mild it out.
Oh, hiding the heat, huh? You're hiding it. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, but you know what? It's got a great kick. It's really sweet. You can't stop eating it.
Oh, God.
You really can't.
Man.
Well, I hope you can survive after you eat
there
a bowl
we go.
Of that. You know?
Anything more for the recipe? Plug your book.
For the recipe? No.
Yeah.
For the book?
Please.
This is going to the Crazy Greek book.
Oh, there we go.
It is coming. It's coming out in late spring, and it will have a lot of insane recipes that are sort of borderline Greek and fusion.
Ooh.
All right.
Hang on there. Maria, I think you're still on. Do you have a little fusion in Greek? Maybe you can work with Georgette and throw a recipe in there?
Hey, possibly.
Okay. I'll hook the two of you up. I'll give you your emails.
Sounds great.
Okay.
All right. That sounds great.
Wonderful. Excellent. Okay, so where can we get your book, your book that's out now?
The book right now, The Joyful Cook's Guide to Heavenly Greek Cuisine, can be found either on William Park Publishing. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay.
Okay.
So any of those, you can find that particular book. And the others, as I said, will come out late spring.
Okay.
All right.
I think we're going to go to commercial, and then Zach will be right back. So go ahead.
Commercials.
Painting and decorating since 1973. Abbott Painting specializes in commercial, industrial, and residential properties. Abbott Painting is a licensed general contractor, whether it's a wall, ceiling, floor, cabinet, tower, deck, fence, or anything you can imagine. Abbott Painting, with their 48 years of experience, applies premium paint finishes or wall coverings that will exceed your expectations. Call Abbott Painting and mention this ad for a 10% discount. For your free estimate, call 773-725-9800. Again, that's 773-725-9800. Thank you.
Teach your students the joys of science with Denoyer Geppert. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at denoyer.com.
Accomplished realtor Jenna Moreau would love to talk to you about your next move. Jenna represents both buyers and sellers and is a part of At Properties team. The housing market is experiencing a great deal of activity due to the lowest interest rate in years. So whether you are looking, listing, or lending, or just learning, give Jenna a call today at 773-320-9985 or email her at jennamoreau@properties.com to help you with your next move. Thank you.
At Happy Pet, we strive to provide the most professional and personalized in-home pet care available. A Happy Pet for all your dog walking, house sitting, and overnight care, as well as vacation care services for all your furry, scaly, and feathery friends. Rain or shine, we promise we'll be there for you and for them. For more information, visit www.ahappypet.com or give us a call at 847-962-1807. A Happy Pet. Where your pet is happy too.
Do y'all flip those flops? Do your records or CDs skip? Does your antique slot machine not award a jackpot? Unique Machine Repair can help. Call us at 708-606-3642. We've been repairing pinball, jukebox, arcades, and American-made antique slot machines for over 20 years. Give us a call at 708-606-3642. We offer on-site repair of your equipment. Call us at Unique Machine Repair, 708-606-3642.
Hi, my name is Zach Johnson, licensed real estate broker with Baird & Warner and recipient of HomeSnap's Most Prominent Agent Award and Fastest Growing Agent Award of 2021. I'm here because I want to help you with your property needs. If you need assistance with buying or selling, or just don't know where to start, give my office a call at 630-964-1855 and ask for Zach. That's 630-964-1855 and ask for Zach. To sweeten the deal, I am giving out free real estate reviews to the first 50 people that mention What Are They Serving Now to me. Finally, feel free to ask me about using cryptocurrency in your purchase. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
You want to feel secure, a sense of trust that will endure. Jennings' reputation rides with you.
Welcome to JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview is a family-owned business that's been serving Chicagoland since 1958. How has Jennings remained in business while so many of our competitors faded away? The simple reason is that Jennings delivers the low prices plus the quality sales and service experience that other dealers only promise. Every dealership pays the exact same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, every buyer qualifies for our lowest advertised price. The low price you see is the low price you pay. Jennings has one of the area's largest inventories of new Chevrolets and quality pre-owned vehicles. If you can't find what you're searching for, we'll get it through our express locator system. Thank you for visiting JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings reputation rides with you.
And now, what are they serving now with Art and Bobby?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen, the band Absolute Phase is here today with a new cover song. Let's welcome our guest, Zach Johnson.
Zach, welcome again. And Maria and Georgette, I'm still you're still there. Wonderful. Keep listening. Comment anything you like. But, Zach, you don't like to sleep either. You're in a band. You're doing the stuff here for the show. You're doing real estate. I mean, doesn't anybody sleep anymore?
we're in that hustle culture, you know? Like, especially, you know, I'm in that, like, older millennial generation. And it's just like, you know, we've had to do whatever we can to make money. And once COVID hit, you know, I had to get, like, a real job because my music career was doing pretty well. And then the real job ended up being real estate, which I had been interested in and, like, kind of involved in for years. So now I do real estate to, like, survive, you know, and hopefully fund, you know, the band. And then also, it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, assuming that we get huge, you know, we already are, like, going all over the U.S. and Europe, it'd be awesome to say, like, hey, you know, oh, yeah, like, the lead singer of my favorite band actually sold me my house, so.
Wow. Okay.
Think about that.
Yeah, think about this, Zach. When you get that Grammy, we have Maria on the phone that makes chocolates for the Grammy, so remember that.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Delicious chocolate.
Delicious chocolate. So, tell everybody here a little bit about where you were born and all that quick stuff, and then we want to go into talk about the song. And our number is 773-763-9278. If you have questions for Maria, Georgette, Zach, Bobby, Art, Paul's taking questions today, too?
I suppose.
Go ahead. Tell us about yourself and the band. Go ahead, Zach.
Well, so me, I started, well, I was born in Chicago and grew up in Riverside. I came from a family of musicians. You know, my mom was a very prominent singer. She's still around. Both my parents are.
Yeah, we had your dad on the earlier show. Tell everybody what your dad does real quick.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
My dad, he's a founding member of the band Survivor, and he's also one of the original members of Chase as well, who had a gold record. And, you know, their music, their hit's called Get It On, and their music is still, like, heard in, like marching band stuff, because the trumpet playing of Bill Chase is probably, at this point, he's still one of the best trumpet players that ever lived.
Wow, that's
so. And then my, and then it, like, I don't even know how he hit the notes, but he did. I wasn't alive, but I heard it. You know, I didn't even exist yet. And then my mom, she was a very prominent jazz and session singer in the Chicagoland area. She was also in this band called Sweet Mean, which was like a session band, as well, jazz band as well, with you know. With these wonderful musicians as well. And then also, well, let me talk about me, though. My background, though, I just, like, started writing music when I was a kid and just kept going and kept going. My parents tried really hard, like, to get me not to be a musician by whispering, like, proctologists in my ear or something.
Here, Zach, I'm going to tell you something in Greek, and I'll translate it, and the two young ladies know this.
Yeah.
To milo pefti apokato milia. The apple falls under the apple tree, so there was no way you were getting out not to be a musician, okay?
Yeah. Thankfully, they were supportive. They still are supportive, you know, and they're proud of me for getting as far as I have at this point. And, you know, in high school, you know, I played the saxophone. I used saxophone in my songwriting to get a scholarship, pretty big scholarship to Elmhurst College, where I studied music business. So, like, I couldn't avoid this. And then, you know, and I'd been singing my whole life, writing music, and I kind of went down a dark path for a little while. You know, I was having a little too much fun with drinking or whatever.
I think you got into dance music, where my brother does that. It's wonderful. You're more of a rocker, my friend.
Yeah. And then after that, you know, it just hit me in the face, because the thing is, one of the main things that I care about with our music, with the music that I write, with what I want to, like, help people with is, you know, just mental health, raise awareness for mental health.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Something for that. And it's because, you know, I'm diagnosed with ADHD, which everybody's diagnosed with ADHD. No, it's really bad. And bipolar type 1. And also CPTSD. So, like, it was really hard to, you know, get to the point where I could, you know, control or at least live with what's going on. And it started with sobriety. So I want to be there to help people share my story and show, you know, that you can do it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
What's the name of the new song?
You know. So the new song is a cover, and, you know, it's a little late for it, but we started it when it happened. So Incubus is one of my favorite bands. It's also our whole band really likes Incubus, actually. And we did a song off of Morning View called Circles. It's actually a little lesser known song, but it's still a really, really good one. And, you know, we did this.
Zach, which one should we play? Which one should we play in a minute? Which one do you want to hear?
I think that Circles.
Hey, I mean, you know what? I'm talking about Circles, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
He'll gear it up. He's got
to
gear it up. Good. Okay. Go ahead. Finish up, and we'll play that, and then we'll come back, and it'll be almost time to go, and we're going to end with, I think we put out Y-A-A-P-O-M. Say that.
Yeah,
Yapon. We're going to finish with Yapon at the end of the show, if that's good with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Course.
So before we go play this song, where can we download this song and your other songs, and where can we see the band?
So this is a sneak peek right now.
Okay.
The song is not released.
Ooh, look at this. We got a release, Bobby. Wow. See? What are they serving now? Releasing new songs. I love it. Thank you.
.com. You can find it there. We're posting stuff all over our Facebook, social media. You can find everything there, links to it. And then, you know, Yapam, you can download. It's all over Spotify and all the other streaming sites, you know, Apple Music, Amazon, et cetera. Just, and all our other music is out. So you can just put in Absolute Phase and find us, or go to the website and we have links there, you know, absolute-phase.com.
Okay, quick question. What's your favorite sports team? And then we're going to play your song. You can pick more than one.
I'm currently a Bears fan.
Okay.
No, they're not doing that great.
I think there's chances of them to be in the Super Bowl. Maybe a few years, Bobby?
Maybe 10 years.
Okay.
After I get famous.
After you get famous. All right, let's go to the song, and we'll be back. You guys all hang on, and gals.
All right.
I think I heard this circle before.
glad we're back. I liked it.
Hey, that was awesome.
It wasn't awesome a chamico song or zabekiko, but that's a Greek dance. But this is very good.
Yeah.
What do you think, Maria and Georgette?
I enjoyed it.
There we go. Well, Zach.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
Good job, Zach.
Anything coming up with the band to play? Go ahead, Zach.
Oh, all I was saying is I wish I could say that I wrote the song, but nah, that was Incubus.
That's all right. I'll take full credit. Bobby and I will take full credit. And the royalties, right, Bobby? That's more important. Nah, just kidding.
Right. There you go.
Tell them great job. Thank you. Anytime. They want to come back on. We're going to end with one of your songs, but please, one more time, tell everybody where they can get the songs that are out already. Any performances coming up?
Yep. We have absolute-phase.com. You can check out all of our news, everything there, links to our socials, pre-save for this upcoming song, and then where you can stream or buy any of this stuff, or if you just want to support us. We're booking some shows right now. I have some unannounced shows coming up currently, but hey, you know what? I'll be in touch with you and let you know when I can announce.
Please, anytime, anytime, anybody, our guests, our listeners, call us.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have some festivals coming up too.
Beautiful.
And we have some shows that are out of town right now that it doesn't really even help to announce them, but a big one that MTV is a part of.
Okay.
Show, and Paragon Media.
Cool. If you're going to Hawaii, what are the guys that carry the equipment? What are they called?
Equipment carriers.
No, say the word again. Zach?
A roadie?
Roadie. Well, we can be assistants to the roadies, Bobby, and I can come with you to Hawaii. What do you think, Bobby?
That'd be sweet. I could dig that. Yeah.
Okay. Georgette, what are you making next week? You sent it to me, and I don't. Are you sure it's called the upside down pizza in a crock pot?
Yep. It's simple. It's easy. You can even make it in a skillet if you don't want to use the crock pot. But it's an upside down pizza.
Is it like the lazy man's pizza? Wow. I think I'm going to like that recipe next week.
Sounds interesting.
Does it?
So foolproof.
Wow.
It's so foolproof.
Well, yeah, if you throw everything in the crock pot, how could you make a mistake? Oh, you don't turn on the crock pot. That's it, Bobby.
It sounds interesting.
Maria, one more plug for yourself, and then we're going to do some business, and we're going to thank you all. So, Maria, one more time, plug
yourself. Chocolates by Maria at gmail.com. I'm currently taking Valentine's Day orders.
There we go. Well, thank you all, Bobby. Off to you, and then we're ready to go play the last song. Go ahead.
Maria, thank you. Georgette, thank you.
Zach is up there.
Zach, thank you for being on our show today. Didn't forget you.
No problem.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
And I want to thank our sponsors, Abbott Painting Company.
Denoyer Gephardt.
Jennings Chevrolet.
Happy Pet.
Unique Machines.
Thank you to Coors. Zach Johnson.
Yep.
Did we say Jennings?
Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview.
Right. Thank you.
And Windy City Suites, 3308 North Broadway.
Zach, good luck. And don't forget the family discount when we come visit you. Matt, welcome.
Definitely.
Paul, thank you always for all the help. And next week, I said, we'll have Georgette. We have Chief Baking Officer and founder of the Hungry Monkey Baking Company next week. Are you ready for that one, baby?
Wow. That sounds
some music.
Interesting.
Cindy. And we got a future guest. I think we got it all, huh?
Yeah.
We got enough time?
Hey, Artie, thank you for the chili dogs.
What? I'm sorry we couldn't eat them in the studio. It's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You wink, wink.
Very good.
Thank you all. We love you all.
All right, everyone, have a great week. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hey, listen.
Wait, give me just 1 second. Give me like 2 minutes. Something's coming down upon my head. Too late, I keep thinking something about all of the things that I must do while I'm still awake.
myself. I say there's nothing to prove, and there's nothing to lose when all you've got is